You're listening to Free Range Radio on UMFM.
I gotta have my pants off. I'm not even sitting on something here. There. Oh.
I don't have my headphones on. You guys can't talk.
Oh, now my headphones are off.
You guys are a bunch of amateurs.
No, wait. Maybe it's just
right.
my.
All right, we're ready to start the show now. Turn on the mics. Okay, turn them on now.
Turn them on.
Okay, are they on?
Yes.
Can Slate hear us?
Hello, hello. It's Thursday, your usual chaotic start to Steel Belted Free Range Radio. Is yours really quiet?
I love how we just ease right into the opening. We're so smooth and professional.
Yeah, it's almost as if we'd done this before.
Yeah, that's something.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful night here, Thursday night. I'm Jeff.
T-Bar. Christy disappeared.
Want some help with that? Check the inside of your underwear. Your mama sewed it in there.
What's this, KK?
Oh, okay. Good.
You need longer arms to reach that
board
over there.
We got a lot to talk about tonight, which is never a good thing. So much music going on, I don't even know where to start.
Start with the nutty thing you just did.
No, I'll start first. We're going to have a guest on the show today. I'm very excited.
We are.
We're going to have a future Canadian Idol on the show.
Is Cause?
Canadian, no, not Cause. No.
Cause got Cause cut yesterday, cut. Yeah.
No, it's an actual contestant from actual Canadian Idol on this show for the very first and probably only time.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool. Keith McPherson went on.
Well, that's who we're going to talk to.
Oh, Keith's here? I
no,
thought he was in...
No, he's going to phone us, dude.
Oh, I was going to say, because I saw him in Toronto. Man.
He's doing really well on that show. People
like
him.
They do like him. Where's Renee? He kicked her to the curb? What's going on with that? Which is good news for us because we'll be lurking around. Yeah. Nothing like a rebound. You know, circling.
And the other big news coming up next week, Folk Fest. I guess we won't be here, eh? We'll have to pre-tape something. And by we, I guess I mean me.
Yeah. I forgot about I thought it was 2 weeks away.
Next week is amazing. On Thursday night. We got Steve Earle. We got Alejandro's on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
My good friends, the Whalen Jennies.
Are on Thursday. Actually, Thursday night is a cracker of a show.
Pretty stellar.
Yeah. Stellar.
Unlike Saturday.
Saturday we'll spend in the beer tent.
Absolutely. This weekend coming up, we got Dauphin Country Fest.
Right, you won tickets.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. We're going to see Slade Cleaves and Fred Eaglesmith.
But what are we doing tomorrow? What nutty thing did you do?
I haven't got to. Saturday also, we're going to see Wilco. Are you going to see Wilco?
No, of course I didn't get tickets. So I have to work Saturday, though. So
Wilco's going to be fantastic.
There's a Bomber game.
Elliot
on, so.
Brood's opening.
Yeah.
And it's Canada Day.
It's Canada Day. We broke that news first here that live on Steel Belted. Yeah, and Elliot Brood, because they called in and said, we'll be there because we're
That's
hyping
not the
him.
Story I heard, but that one was interesting.
Yeah. Was something like that.
And then tomorrow, it looks like tomorrow, we're going to Grand Forks.
Yeah, that's great.
Just sort of out of the blue. We're going to Grand Forks to see. It would have been good if we started off with him, but I guess we won't.
With Slade. We're going to go see Slade.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No. It's okay. We're going to go see Slade Cleaves tomorrow in Grand Forks. And,
I saw a great show last night.
Last night. How good was that set we saw?
Oh.
Who amazing. Did, how good
like
was
that? If there's anything better than pizza and beer at the Bella Vista, it's pizza, beer, and music.
Scotty Nolan
said goodbye, last Wednesday night at the Bella Vista.
Who's taking over Wednesday nights?
I think you are.
Well, I've pretty well. I think I'm there to that level now. Both chords are coming on.
It was packed
along.
There last
was
night.
Was it? Yeah.
Family and
friends. Was Rami there?
Yeah.
Yep. Dan. Yeah.
She phoned, and I said, "I Rami, I can't make it."
So we had a good time. So we'll start you off with some Scott Nolan. He's got two new records coming out this fall.
What?
Two records. And we heard a bunch of songs off both of them, I guess. One's sort of a mellower album, more along your style, I suppose.
Yeah, I wonder if he's writing with Gurf.
I don't know. And then there's a sort of a straight-ahead rock and roll record. And
which
songs
would be
we
for
heard
you younger
all
guys.
Sounded pretty terrific. So, anyways, we'll play something from his last record, right?
He played this one last night, and I can't get it out of my head. It's also the title track.
Yeah? No bourbon, bad radio.
Hey, get it. We didn't get that beginning. So it's... It was good. It sounded good that way.
Yeah.
Rolling?
Yeah.
One, two, how about just one, two, three, four?
look on Armando's face when we get too loud. Back door man, up in smoke. Hey, Frankie, throw me a rope. Pick you up when you're feeling low. No bourbon and bad radio. All these bands that come and go. Keep on changing, never get old. Righteous Ike, Wally Band. Damon used to play here with his dad. This place is worth its weight in gold, even with no bourbon, bad radio. No bourbon and 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 bad radio. Come on down with Slater, join our noise. No bourbon and bad radio.
Well, there's blood on the walls of this hotel room, three floors up from the dirty saloon. Flashing neon sign keeps me up all night. Well, they're crying about it down the hall. Another OD in the shower stall. I don't know if I'll ever feel clean again. I'm going back to 12 years. I got some good folks living there. And a couple of girls who deserve better than me. I'm going. Time for a couple of friends that I got waiting on hand. If I could catch a ride, or maybe go ahead. There I'd finally get some relief from the plans and the friends that I made around here. But I'm not saying that I blame no one for all of this that I got on. I just know I gotta get my head clear. I'm going back to Tuareg. Friends that I got waiting on hand. Friends that I got.
say she held her own. Even when I thought I chose, and now the coldest day of winter has made a hole of my heart, and it burns a cold right through me, tearing me apart.
Connect the dot me if you don't want it. something, something. You think you got something, something to show for all that help at letting go. I got me a handful of pebbles, one ball of light, one shining flight. You glide on the air, you swivel in time, fast beating heart. What do I gotta learn?
That was pretty.
Oh yeah, nice stuff. That's my good friends, the Wailin' Jimmies.
And I guess they are, because you're going down to Minneapolis to pick them up. So
I'm going on the road with the Wailin' Jimmies next week.
Okay, and I can tell you're excited because your voice kind of goes up. It goes high. It's not like you swallowed. You ate a girl there. Your voice went up.
I've had that secret dream of being a roadie, you know.
I know, and now you are really.
Nathan advertised the job for the roadie/babysitter, and I thought it was the perfect job for me.
Right, and I was going to go for that because, of course, I'm unemployed. But now I'm a warehouse guy. I'm like tight like a tiger now. I'm like buff. I had my shirt off today, and the cat calls from the girls out there. It was amazing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you were working near the CNIB.
Or the dog pound.
Yeah, so there's a couple from Firecracker, the brand new one from the Wailin' Jimmies. That one gets better every time we listen to it, I think.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a real grower, which is good. I like that one indeed.
We heard Swallow and This Heart of Mine.
Very nice, very nice.
Before that, we heard a new one from the D-Rangers.
Right, that was from the new album, The Pawpaw Patch.
The Pawpaw Patch.
That was Trois.
Out on Dollar Tone Records. That goes out to Steve, who wanted to hear some D-Rangers on the show tonight.
And we'd start off with No Bourbon and Bad Radio.
Right, from Scott Nolan, from his fine record of last year, right? Came out last year?
Last year, yeah.
Got two more coming out this year, apparently, which is very cool.
And he ended on a bang last night, packed right. House, full
great
house.
Great show, great show.
And we saw him with Gurf and Rami at Times Change, and he was great there in the band.
That's right. I'm sure he'll be doing shows at the High and Lonesome Club and maybe the occasional weekend at the Bella Vista from now on.
I hope so.
Indeed.
It's an institution.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
I don't know.
KK's looking out there.
Like lost in sleep. What are you checking out out there?
Hold a mirror up to her. I want to see if she's still breathing
There's
or something.
There's some commotion.
What are you going on? A commotion?
Is there a hottie out there or what?
A couple of workmen out there? A couple of guys in construction boots and Daisy Duke shorts? What are you looking at out
maybe.
There? Man, you got that right here, girl.
Yeah, you're blushing. That's right. So, nothing, eh?
Yeah.
Oh. It's nothing.
Okay. Fair enough, then.
Oh, I'm excited.
For tomorrow? We love to go on our road trips. We haven't been on one in a while. We went to, where do we go first? Alberta, I guess, right?
Alberta was the one we went to see. And that was a great show.
Back. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was great.
Unbelievable. And then we went to Toronto a couple of years ago to see Forbert.
To see Steven. You know, after he signed about 70 CDs, he seemed to be done with us. He didn't even care that we flew in 3,000
miles. No more, show's over. Yeah. Whereas his exact words, I believe.
Yeah, the show's over, boys. Yeah. No more interviews, no more signings, no more nothing, no more photos.
That's right.
I thought, come on. But He wasn't that impressed that we flew in from Toronto.
We're not letting Slate get away that easy tomorrow, though.
Oh, no. We're going to work him like a rented mule.
That's right. This is our first international road trip, I guess.
That's true. Out of the country, so to say, yeah.
And, yeah. We got loaded up there.
We won't have any trouble at the border, will we, going over?
Oh, you might. We should probably go in separate cars.
Yeah.
One look at Terry and they'll snap those rubber gloves real quick.
Well, I would hope so.
I got put in the little scary interrogation room once.
Really?
Going to the U.S., yeah.
Well, you're a bit dodgy.
Going into the U.S.?
Going into the U.S.
For what?
It was pull over, you all get out, sit in this room, and we'll get back to you.
Who are you going down with, the Manson family? What's going on? Man.
Wow.
You're a bit dodgy. Yeah,
nervous. Scary times.
That's not going to happen tomorrow, is it?
Hope not.
They were the best of times, the worst of times.
A room with the mirror, you know.
No.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird.
Wow.
I've never been in the room with
the
mirror.
Did they have the one little lamp and the ashtray, like on the interrogation?
Good cop, bad cop?
No,
did they give
quite,
you that?
Not quite.
No?
So I got some new Alejandro Escovedo.
Right. Yeah, his new record, The Boxing Mirror, is somewhere lost in the mail. Canada Post, if you know where my CDs are, give me a call here, 269-863-6269.
The mailman's got it on his disc.
Oh, I ordered all right kinds now of good stuff. Slade, the new Alejandro, the new Kieran Kane, Kevin Welch, the Sunvolt DVD.
Ray LaMontagne.
Oh, live, right?
Yeah. And it's lost somewhere in the cosmos. The Canada Post. You suck. Give me my package.
There could be some mailmen listening. Well, we could be down here.
I'm going to shame them into finding my package.
Could go postal.
Oh, I'm going
to probably
postal.
Listening to it at the station number 11 right now. They're probably.
Here's Arizona.
All right. So if you'd see my package, give us a call.
Another drink on me. I've been empty since Arizona. I turn my back on me and I face the face who I thought I was. Back on me and I face the face
That's